Color surrounds us constantly, silently speaking a language that bypasses our rational mind and connects directly to our emotions. Have you ever wondered why certain hues make your heart race while others calm your thoughts? Or why some shapes feel inherently stable while others suggest movement? These aren't random responses. They're part of an ancient conversation between humans and visual elements that bridges both art and spirituality. The intersection of design principles and magical practice reveals a fascinating truth. The visual elements we encounter every day can be powerful tools for transformation when used with intention. This connection between aesthetics and energy isn't just theoretical. It's a practical approach to enhancing creativity, emotional well-being, and personal growth through the thoughtful application of color and form. Color is biological. When light hits an object, some wavelengths are absorbed while others reflect back to our eyes. A blue flower appears blue because it reflects only blue light. Our retinas contain specialized cells, rods for lightness, darkness, and cones for color, that translate these wavelengths into perceived colors. Perception varies among individuals. About 4.5% of people experience colorblindness, while rare tetrachromats have four types of cones instead of three, seeing more colors. Those with synesthesia might taste purple or hear yellow. Geography, language, and personal experience shape perception. Some languages have multiple words for blue, enabling their speakers to perceive finer distinctions. Newton's prism experiments revealed the visible spectrum and demonstrated two principles. White light comes from additive color mixing, combining all colors of light, while black results from subtractive color mixing, blending all color pigments. This explains why black and white share psychological associations despite appearing opposite. Beyond the visible spectrum lies electromagnetic radiation invisible to humans. In magical traditions, this invisible spectrum extends to concepts like auras and chakras, energy centers governing different aspects of mind, body, and spirit. Red commands attention, triggering physiological responses, increased heart rate, elevated blood pressure, and heightened alertness. As the color of blood, red carries associations with both life and death, functioning as both warning signal and symbol of passion. Orange combines red's energy with yellow's cheerfulness, stimulating physical and mental activity. Fast food chains use orange to energize customers without encouraging them to linger. Orange helps overcome lethargy, stimulates creativity, and enhances social connection. Yellow radiates optimism, stimulating our nervous system and activating intellectual capacities. It embodies contradictions, symbolizing both confidence and cowardice, clarity and caution. Associated with the solar plexus energy center, yellow governs self-esteem and personal power. Green occupies the central position in the visible spectrum, making it easiest for our eyes to process. This explains green's restful qualities and why nature reduces stress and mental fatigue. As the color of chlorophyll, green represents growth while symbolizing the heart energy center, governing love and compassion. Blue ranks as the world's most favored color, likely due to its mental clarity and calming effects. Despite its rarity in nature beyond sky and water, it holds profound significance. Ancient Egyptians created the first manufactured blue pigment around 2500 BCE, linking it to spiritual authority. Blue represents the throat energy center, governing communication, and in magical work, enhances truthful expression and spiritual connection. Purple combines red's power with blue's spirituality at the visible spectrum's edge. Its royal associations stem from Tyrian purple, a dye requiring 250,000 mollusks for a single ounce, making it more valuable than gold and restricting it to royalty. Bordering wavelengths and invisible to humans, purple serves magical work involving intuition through two energy centers, the indigo third eye center and violet crown center. Pink, the most recently named color in English, carries Venus-ruled romantic associations. Though strongly feminine today, this wasn't always true. An 1893 New York Times article recommended give pink to a boy and blue to a girl, with these gender associations only reversing by the 1940s. While colors speak to our emotions, shapes function as a visual language, communicating meaning across cultures. The circle, square, and triangle form the foundation for almost all other geometric forms. The circle represents creation, divinity, equality, infinity, and protection. Found in atoms and spiritual traditions, casting a circle in ritual magic creates a protective boundary against unwanted energies. The square embodies structure, stability, foundation, and order. Considered the shape of humanity itself, squares have influenced architecture and writing systems. We organize time and space through elements, directions, and seasons in quadrants. The triangle symbolizes direction, harmony, movement, and mystery. Associated with wisdom, it represents unity between dualities and possesses mystical qualities, appearing in Egyptian pyramids and alchemical symbols. Beyond these basics, symbols from various traditions, from Egyptian ankhs to astrological glyphs, encode intentions and focus energy, communicating directly with our subconscious mind. The true power of color, form, and magic lies in their practical application. From personal style to home decoration, these elements can be intentionally incorporated to alter mindsets or attract specific energies. Working with color through clothing employs sympathetic magic, like attracts like. Choose outfits symbolizing intentions, green and pink for love, or dress to influence perceptions, yellow for confidence. Nail polish and jewelry can also serve as talismans. Home decoration affects how people feel in a space. Create motifs to attract specific energies, light pink for calm in bedrooms, or design schemes that influence communal areas. Artwork easily alters a home's vibration. Red pieces cultivate courage, while orange and yellow objects in the kitchen encourage socialization. Altars serve as sacred spaces for ritual practice across religions. These curated object groupings visually signify intentions for manifestation, healing, or honoring loved ones. Traditional altars include representations of the four elements, plus items specific to their purpose. Custom symbols incorporate supportive shapes and colors unique to your intention. After creating a symbol that resonates with your goal, activate it through meditation and keep it somewhere meaningful, in a pillowcase, wallet, or as artwork that infuses your space with intention. Magic thrives on creativity and intuition, pushing beyond limitations rather than following rigid rules. Understanding color theory and symbolic language helps develop approaches that resonate with your sensibilities. When design principles meet magical practice, visual elements can improve mental states and enhance workings. Simply identify your desired emotional state, then select shapes and colors aligned with that intention. This approach makes spiritual practice accessible regardless of religious background or formal training. By prioritizing intention, personal resonance, and practical application, even beginners can create meaningful magical experiences. Developing your practice mirrors the creative process, requiring experimentation, refinement, and intuitive trust. Some approaches will resonate deeply, while others won't, making this discovery process part of the magic as you build unique relationships with visual elements. The world communicates through color and form, and we can learn to respond. By engaging thoughtfully with these elements, we transform both internal landscapes and external circumstances. The magic exists in the living relationship between practitioner and practice, a conversation between visible and invisible dimensions available to anyone willing to see through both artistic and mystical eyes.